4 times a year to Tell Pittsburgh. You can find all that information online. And even if you're excited about storytelling or interested in getting involved, we have a story group called Story Share. And when we can meet in Monroeville at the library once a month, we do. But again, if you look us up on Facebook, we'd be happy to have you join us, even if it's to listen.
Wonderful. And our thanks to Mike Perry, who you just heard from. And did you want to sign off, Alex? Do you want to sign off? Just say that you're signing off today.
Bye.
Bye-bye. And do you want to sign off too, Maggie? Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. So I have a question for both of you. What are French fries made out of?
Potatoes.
And if something isn't big, what is it?
Small.
Or starting with L, it could be.
Little.
And so if you had a very small, what French fries are made out of, what would that be called? It's very small. It's a.
Little.
A little what?
French fries.
Or also a little. PPP.
Potato.
Yes. And we were requested to play this song, I think probably for your mom, I'm guessing. Because when your mom was little, she listened to this song with this guy.
You're my little potato. You're my little potato. You're my little potato. They dug you up. You come from underground. The world is big. So big. It's very big. You're my little potato. You're my little potato. You're my little potato. They dug you up. You come from underground.
Have no fear, birthdays are coming up. Even a dog has asked us to wish somebody a happy birthday. We also have a special birthday in Germany that we're going to acknowledge, so stick around for birthdays. There's Little Potato, which we'll send out to Alex and Maggie and Katie. And Katie's folks who are here. Are we ready to celebrate birthdays? birthdays. I think we're about ready, so let's get ready. We're going to jump right to it. Emma. Emma Hofstadt is listening in Karlsruhe, Germany this morning. And Emma is 10. And Grandma Millie Sass and Sister Lydia, who now lives with Millie and is a student at Taylor Alderdice, wish you the happiest of birthdays, Emma, as do we. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday also to Dallas today, and to Grace, and to Harrison, and to James in Freiburg from Sandy, his golden retriever. And Sandy writes earlier, a birthday request for James was sent by me. I neglected to mention the actual date of the birthday. It is this Saturday, December 11th. Please excuse the earlier oversight. Oh, I see. This was written by a friend of the dog's. After all, she is a dog among men in this world. It's okay. Sandy the Golden Retriever wishes you a happy birthday today, James. Tomorrow, Brianna from Caitlin and parents Kelly and Mark. Kate from your family, Hannah of Springdale, and Lily of the Hill District. On December 13th, we have Ashley of Youngstown, Eva and Vaughn of Lexington, Kentucky, Aiden of Carrick, Grandma Ruthie and Irwin, Corey of Beaver, and Hannah from her dad, Chuck, and Grandma and Papa. On December 14th, Sarah in Uniontown, Andrew of Regent Square, John of Forest Hills, Maggie from your family, Rose of Sewickley, Beth of Greensburg, and Louise in Hunker, from Keith, Pam, and Vaughn in Youngwood, and Heather in Dormont. On the 15th, Wednesday, we have Lydia of Evan City, Joaquin of the North Side, from Diego and Luna, Diana of North Huntington, Brian of Fayette City, Courtney of Dormont, John of Elwood City, from Larry and Vanessa, Carter of Ross Township, from your family, Nicholas from Ariane, and Melanie of Observatory Hill, from your family. On Thursday the 16th, Chanel of Regent Square, Andy of Mount Lebanon, John of Ross, Emily from Dad Steve, Evan of Hampton, and Rayana of Regent Square. And on Friday the 17th, this Friday, we have Charlie of Fredericksburg. Happy birthday, Charlie. Gabriel Batista from Tika and Ken, Kevin from the Doherty family, Misha of McKeesport, and Hayden of Lancaster, Pennsylvania. Happy birthday to each of you from us here at SLB.
SLB announces listener birthdays at 8:55 every week. Would you like to surprise a friend or family member? Just send us their birthday information and address, and SLB will mention their birthday on the radio the Saturday of or before it occurs, and send a card too. To add your birthday or surprise a friend or family member by adding theirs, visit slbradio.org/birthdays or write to us at slb@slbradio.org or P.O. Box 100092, Pittsburgh, P.A. 15233.
Include the birthday person's address and we will make sure they receive an official Saturday Light Brigade birthday card hand-delivered by a uniformed government employee. Broadcasting live from historic Allegheny Square, along with Ricky Berger, this is Larry Berger, and this is the show that gets your weekend off to a good start, the Saturday Light Brigade. Saturday mornings on WRCT Pittsburgh, WIUPFM Indiana, WMCO New Concord, WNJR Washington, WCUC Clarion, PCTV Comcast 21, Verizon 47 Pittsburgh, WMCK.FM McKeesport, RadioPhoenix.org, Loudspeaker.FM Fort Collins, Colorado, and slbradio.org/radio.
But it was not the place to be, so I place to be. So I climbed the highest mountain, and I climbed to the mountaintop. Girl, I found me a home, and you know I can't stop. Chanson avec l'esprit de Louisiane. Oh, je viens des grands prairies de Manitoba. Oh, la langue est toute la même, mais la culture un petit peu différente. Oh, c'est toute une grande famille. Je chante pour toi, je chante pour moi.
At the Saturday Light Brigade, Down to the River, the name of the tune. There is a little village called Charleston in Mercer County with a generous person living there named Dan. Thank you for being the latest supporter here at SLB. It is our year end donor drive, and a quick note that we hope you'll take part. All you need to do is call us anytime at the number I'll give you in a moment, or you can go to our self-service secure website where you can make a donation using Amazon, PayPal, Facebook, any credit card directly. You'll even find our address there, too. All of that is at slbradio.org/donate. That's slbradio.org/donate. You also can call, and nothing is more fun than making a contribution securely through Ricky or me or Chad. When you call, if I say so myself, it takes about 45 seconds or so. We'll take your name, address, the amount you wish to contribute, the means by which you'd like to do so, and that's it. We'll send a thank you to you thereafter. Thanks if you've already supported SLB at any time during the year. We've heard of from 136 donors. Our total now is $19,776. Let's see if we can top $20,000. That's quite possible. It would just take, gosh, the amount is totally up to you, but we're just $224 away from that threshold. 412-200-5975 or 1-888-752-7234. 1-888-752-7234. We try to keep the fun in fundraising. It's our year-end donor drive, just like a lot of other nonprofits have. We appreciate your support. Thanks so much.
The Children's Museum of Pittsburgh and Museum Lab are proud to support the Saturday Light Brigade. Time tickets are available at pittsburghkids.org. The museum is open Thursday to Sunday from 10 a.m. until 5 p.m. Museum Lab is open on Saturday and Sunday from noon until 5. The Children's Museum of Pittsburgh and Museum Lab are filled with opportunities to experience kindness, joy, creativity, and curiosity. Capacity is limited, social distancing and masks are required. More information about health, wellness, and tickets is available at pittsburghkids.org.
I'm happy to report our message to Germany made it through. Millie, thank you for your note. Emma was listening along with Rebecca and some of her birthday party friends. It's now after 3 in the afternoon in Germany. Emma, I'm glad you were listening. And Millie and Rebecca, I'm glad a little potato tickled you. Let's play Guess Who. Are you ready? We're about to give you a pair of initials, and it's up to you to guess who. We're looking for one particular person. Could be a man, a woman, somebody real, somebody fictitious, somebody living, somebody no longer living. Maybe it's somebody from the world of sports, politics, entertainment, history. No matter who it is, we think the person we're thinking of is probably somebody folks will know. Here they are. This week's Guess Who initials are M. R. M. That's R as in Regent Square and M as in Monroeville. R.M. 412-200-5975. It's time to take a guess. R.M. are today's Guess Who initials. You can guess as many times as you would like. I'll keep you posted with respect to other guesses that come in that are not correct. 412-200-5975. Good luck. This is new. It's We Banjo 3. The name of the group.
Driving home for Christmas. I can't wait to see those faces. I'm driving home for Christmas, yeah. Well, I'm moving down that line. And it's been so long, but I will be there and I'll sing this song. Pass the time away. Driving in my car, I'm driving home for Christmas. It's gonna take some time, but I'll get there in the end. Top to toe in tailbacks, I got red lights on the run. But soon there'll be a freeway, get my feet on holy ground. So I sing for you, though you can't hear me. And when I get through and feel you near me, I'm driving in my car, I'm driving home for Christmas. tiptoeing tailbacks. I got red lights all around me. I'm driving home for Christmas, yeah. And get my feet on holy ground. So I sing for you, though you can't hear me. And when I get through and feel you near me, I'm driving in my car, I'm driving home for Christmas. Driving home for Christmas. Driving home. Driving home for Christmas.
Wee Banjo 3. It's a nice album. Rick Moranis just guest. Also, Ray Manzarek and Rachel Maddow. Those from Bruce and Ingram. Charlie got the correct answer. Well done. John and Carrick says Roger Moore. Ray Massey from Bill in Homer City. Annie also thought of Roger Moore. John has Rick Moranis. Roger Maris from Patrick in South Park. Great guess. Angie in Mars has the correct answer. Also, Ralph Macchio. And Ralph Mouth just came into my head. From Happy Days. Right after Mike and Mars guessed it, or just before, as I am scrolling through messages coming in. Mike, you and I are on the same wavelength. Matt, out in eastern Pennsylvania, says Rick Moranis, Robert Morris, and Ricky Martin. Linda Collier has the correct answer, as well as Ralph Macchio. Oh, very good guess from Mike and Mars. Randolph Mantooth. And then Tom has the correct answer. And Ronald McDonald, Robert Mitchum, Romeo Montague, Ray Milland, Rupert Murdoch, Rosemary. He has quite a few. I'm just mentioning some of them. Ricardo Montalban and Reba McIntyre, among others. Ray Mancini from Chaplain Steve. Roddy McDowell from John and Carrick. Chaplain Steve also has Robert Morris, Ronald McDonald, Reba McIntyre, and Ralph Mouth. Ty in Squirrel Hill has Rocky Marciano, Robert Morris, Ricky Martin, Rodney Mullen, Rachel Maddow, and Ralph Macchio. John and Carrick has Rachel Maddow. Angie added Richard Marx. Annie added Ronald McDonald, as did Mike. John just got the correct answer in Carrick. And I think I've acknowledged all guesses with the exception of Randy Moss from Annie. I've got to look up Randy Moss. Ah, football player. Probably why I don't know him. Thank you. because of his career with Minnesota, but also with San Francisco. RM, our initials. Larry in Elwood City thought of Ronald McDonald, and then Van came up with the correct answer. 412-200-5975-RM are the initials, and we will leave things open for just a little bit longer. RM.
I don't like you, but I love you.
Seems like I'm always thinking of you. Oh, you treat me badly. I love you madly. You really got a hold on me.
I don't want you, but I need you.
Don't want to kiss you, but I need to. Oh, you do me wrong now. My love is strong and you really got a hold on me.
Really got a hold on me.
You really got a hold on me.
Really got a hold on me.
Baby,
I love you and all I want you to do is just hold me, hold me, hold me, hold me.
I want to leave here, don't want to stay here,
don't want to spend another day here. Oh, I want to split now. I can't quit now. You really got a hold on me.
Really got a hold on me.
You really got a hold on me.
Really got a hold on me.
I love you and all I want you to do is just hold me,
hold me,
hold me,
hold me,
hold me, hold me.
You really got a hold on me.
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 Really got a hold.
Hold me,
hold me,
hold me,
hold me,
hold me.
Bare bones at the Saturday Light Brigade. We're finally getting some additional correct answers. RM, the Guess Who initials. And it's somebody who turns 90 today who's been in the news a bit, in part because of the new West Side Story movie. Jason and Friendship just came up with the person we're looking for. But he also thought of Rudy Mae Moore. That's somebody I don't know. Rudy Ray Moore, American comedian, singer, actor, and film producer, creator of a character called Dolomite, and portrayed by Eddie Murphy in the film Dolomite. is my name. Bill just came up with the correct answer. Jim in Crafton Heights has the correct answer. Rue McClanahan from Ty and Squirrel Hill. That's a great guess. John in Carrick has the correct answer. Also, a lot of guesses mentioned earlier. And I think I've mentioned all of the correct answers. Angie got it. And let me quickly double check. Dan in Grove City has Rachmaninoff. Not him or his brother Noodles Romanoff. Sarah and Stu have Rachel Maddow and Roddy McDowell and Roger Miller. And Larry in Elwood City got the correct answer. John in Carrick got it. Tom in McCandless came up with the correct answer. As did Linda in Collier. And I think I've now acknowledged every correct answer. Oh, Dick thought it might be him. It's not you. But he did come up with Rita Moreno. That's who we were looking for. Rita Moreno. And congratulations if you came up with her. Jim also had a guess of Richard Matheson, a science fiction writer who wrote the well-known Twilight Zone episode with William Shatner seeing the man out on the wing of a plane. Charlie also came up with Rita Moreno. And I believe that gets us up to date with correct answers. So congratulations if you came up with her. Broadcasting live from historic Allegheny Square, along with Ricky Berger, this is Larry Berger. And this is the show that gets your weekend off to a good start, the Saturday Light Brigade. Saturday mornings on a great group of radio stations and internet radio stations and streaming services, including slbradio.org/radio. A quick fundraiser update. We've now raised $19,881 in our year-end donor drive. I'm hoping we'll get past $20,000 this morning. We're only $119 away from that. And you can make a donation simply by calling us at 412-200-5975. It'll be our pleasure to securely and quickly process a contribution. You also can go to slbradio.org/donate and use Amazon, PayPal, Facebook, or a credit card of your choice. It's all quite easy. Thank you to Mark, who just did that. We appreciate your support. And finally, you can send a check to SLB, P.O. Box 10092, Pittsburgh 15233. 412-200-5975 or 1-888-752-7234. Thank you. Great Joseph Spence.
Secret listeners, secretly bringing them a warning over the secret air into their secret ears.
Where am I?
You're on the radio. You're on the radio.
Thank you to Amy for your contribution, also to John. Both using Amazon this morning. We've had a really successful campaign so far this year and appreciate your support. And we're going to ask you to participate in another way right now. We haven't done this in a while, and it's a game I can only play with your help, and I hope you'll consider joining us.
Words on the radio. Listen to them on the radio.
It's time for us to play Two Truths and a Tall Tale. And We need to put you on the radio, and it's up to you to tell us three things about you, things you've experienced, people you've met, jobs you've had, things you've created, things you've collected. It's up to you, just three aspects about yourself. Two should be real, and one should be complete fabrication. And it will be up to me to see if I can spot the one that is a fabrication. If I do, I am rewarded. If I fail, there's the sound you'll be hearing quite a bit of, because I usually have trouble. But that's the idea. Call us and tell us three things about yourself. Two real, one made up, and we'll see if I can spot the tall tale. I'll give you one super quickly. I met and had a conversation with Arlo Guthrie. I met and had a conversation with Tom Paxton. I met and had a conversation with John Hartford. One of those is false. One is real. I'll let you think about that for a minute, but I also hope you'll participate. Kids, adults, everybody in between. It's all just for fun. Tell us three things about you. Two real and one made up.
The Saturday Light Brigade is made possible in part with support from the Allegheny Regional Asset District, putting Allegheny County sales tax dollars to work in regional libraries, parks, sports facilities, and arts and culture programs. Learn more at radworkshere.org.
Well, I did meet and have a nice conversation with John Hartford and with Tom Paxton. Arlo Guthrie, I saw him play a number of times, but I never had a chance to chat with him. So that was my tall tale. If you thought Arlo Guthrie was my tall tale, well done. If you thought the others were, not so well done. Now, why don't you try me? Tell us three things about yourself. They don't have to be people you met. It could be any kind of thing. But three things about you. It could be maybe a car you once owned, a place you lived, something you studied. No matter what it is, just make sure it's true. Two of them should be true. And one should be made up, and then it will be up to me to see if I can figure out which one you've made up. 412-200-5975. Join us. It'll be fun to do. Make sure you pick something nice and challenging for me and see if you can stump me. 412-200-5975. You can also see if you can stump other listeners, too, as we play. Calls now are coming in as our lines are open. 412-200-5975 or 1-888-752-7234.
Crazy, and I don't know what I'll do.
Club of Cowtown here at the Saturday Light Brigade, 412-200-5975 as we play Two Truths and a Tall Tale. Steve, Chaplain Steve, that is, has challenged me with one he just texted. Our text messages are coming in. I officiated a memorial service yesterday. That's his first. Second, I presented an opportunity to sing Christmas carols last Sunday. And three, I officiated a wedding ceremony in prison on Thursday. Now, I immediately note that these all seem like things Chaplain Steve could do. And he's associated a specific day with each of them, which makes me very suspicious that they all might be right, but the day might be wrong on one of them. I hope Chaplain Steve isn't playing me that way, but he could be. A memorial service yesterday, Friday, I could see that. Those are held every day of the week. Plus, he put it first. I presented an opportunity to sing Christmas carols last Sunday. If he was overseeing a service or gathering, I could see him say, "Please join me in singing this." I officiated or announced maybe a caroling event. I officiated a wedding in prison on Thursday. I think that one is definitely true. It's too unique. I'm going to go with the memorial service yesterday. I'm going to go with the first one being a tall tale. Now, Chaplain Steve is going to have to tell me which it is, but that's going to be my answer, the memorial service. And he just texted me back, and he said the tall tale is the prison wedding. So I was wrong, but my suspicion about trying to trick me with the day was correct. The wedding he officiated in prison was actually 2 weeks ago, not just this past Thursday. But you tricked me nonetheless. Busy December for Chaplain Steve, officiating a memorial service, a wedding in prison, and offering an opportunity to sing Christmas songs. Here's another one. This is Mary in Blonde Ox. Hello, Mary. And by the way, it's great to be able to interact with you by voice on the air, too. So please feel free to call us so we can play Two Truths and a Tall Tale. 412-200-5975 or 1-888-752-7234. Mary gives her three as follows. I play the banjo. I canoe every day, weather permitting. And I own and ride a motorcycle. These are great. I play the banjo every day. Or I play the banjo. I canoe every day, weather permitting. I own and ride a motorcycle. Oh, these are good. This is from Marion Blodox. Playing the banjo, I could see. That sounds simple enough. Canoeing every day. Well, Blodox is not far from the Allegheny River, so But every day, weather permitting, that right now is sticking out as the tall tale. I own and ride a motorcycle. I can see that. So I am going to say the tall tale is canoeing every day, weather permitting. That's my tall tale. And we'll see if Mary sent me the correct answer. She has not yet. I hope she will, or I hope she'll call with the correct answer. And meanwhile, either way is fine, Mary. Meanwhile, we're going to talk with Alan on the radio. Good morning.
Good morning.
Good to hear your voice. Thanks for your support, as always. And I can't wait to hear what you have in store here.
All right. So, first off, my absolute favorite movie of all time is Casablanca. My favorite breed of dog is a Border Collie. And I spend all December doing holiday baking and getting ready for Christmas.
Ooh. Wow. And I gosh, this is hard.
I know, I've used all my easy ones up on previous games. So
I could see you loving Casablanca. Is that, I could see, baking? And what was your second one again? It was,
favorite type of dog, favorite breed of
the
dog
border
is
collie.
A border collie.
How could anybody not love a border collie? Hardworking dogs. So I'm going to believe that that's true. I'm going to go with baking. I'm just because. I'm going to say that baking is the tall tale.
Well, give yourself the, not the buzzer, the other one.
Yeah. I got it. I give myself.
You got it, yeah.
You're not a baker?
No, I am, and I always intend to start baking all through the month, but final exams tend to push it all the holiday stuff into the week before Christmas. So.
I'm excited that I got one right. That isn't often the case for me. And so I wonder which one is the tall tale. It can't be the border collie, is it?
No, you are right. The tall tale is the I don't spend all December baking.
Oh, that's right. What am I saying? So the other two are true. Don't mind me.
Might want to put favorite breed in quotes.
Right. I was going to say you don't have a border collie. I don't think. Do you?
Well, we do. We've got. Well, she's a border collie mix. A border collie and German shepherds.
I don't think I have the bandwidth for a border collie because I know they. I barely have the bandwidth for Elroy the cat, who is the most dog-like. Do you know, I get up frequently in the middle of the night to get a glass of water or something, and Elroy immediately wakes up, jumps down at my feet, turns over on his back, and, you know, requests attention every single night. It's like, da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da, here I am. And George stays sound asleep, but Elroy just loves any attention you can give him at any time. And border collies, I understand, are like that as well.
Well, they're extremely high energy. Actually, when we were looking for our new dog, our one requirement was no border collies because they require so much effort and attention. And we got this little mixed breed that. There was no sort of suggestion of border collie. Obviously, part German shepherds. But after we'd had her here for a couple of weeks and she started to recover from getting spayed and everything, the border collie started to come out. And more border collie behavior. And now when people ask me what breed she is, I just say she's a border collie pretending she's a German shepherd.
And what about Casablanca strikes you as being one of your favorite films?
Oh, I just always enjoyed it, so I've seen it many times. Yeah. It was great when I got to take my daughter to it for the first time, because I'd always held off. Cause my thing is, with Casablanca, it's the film that you can only see for the first time once.
Yeah.
It sounds kind of weird, but like most movies don't change that much. You see them again and you notice new details, but the experience is pretty much the same. But Casablanca, the first time you watch it, it's all what's the main character going to do, what choice is he going to make, and then after you've seen it, it's like, well, that's obvious. He wouldn't make any other choice. So the next time you see it, there's none of that, what's going to happen.
That's a good analysis. I never thought about that.
Yeah, and we got to see it. So I'd held off, Elizabeth, seeing it to like, you're old enough to appreciate it. And, you know, the AMC at the waterfront, I don't know if they still do, but pre-COVID had Wednesday night, like classic movies and stuff. And one Wednesday was Casablanca up on the big screen, so made sure to go so she could see it for the first time properly.
Oh, that sounds great. I'm glad you were able to do that and make that happen. And I am also glad the border collie is happy. And I don't know if you had a feeling about Mary. It turns out she does not play the banjo, so I was wrong about that.
Oh.
She does canoe every day. She does ride a motorcycle. The tall tale in her case was not what I identified. It was the banjo playing. So much for that on my part. Thanks, Alan. Good to talk with you.
Yeah, you too.
Take care. 412-200-5975. We have a little bit more time for Two Truths and a Tall Tale. Larry in Elwood City mentioned meeting John Hartford and also meeting Tom Paxton. And let's see, he wasn't able to meet Arlo Guthrie. He and I matched. We had the same Two Truths and a Tall Tale in his case. He did meet John Hartford on his very first date, and he got off to get gas at a stop-and-go in Crested Butte, Colorado, looked up, and the guy paying for gas in front of him was Mr. Tom Paxton, and that ended up being his hometown, and the two of them had a nice chat. He does mention that Arlo had a house that he called the Crab Shack near his Palm Bay nephew, Jim, but they never crossed paths. That's an interesting story. 412-200-5975. It's good to have you with us today here at the Saturday Light Brigade. I wanted to play another song from Bill Staines. You may have heard Bill passed away this week, and this is a song that so many people loved hearing Bill
do.
We
are crossing the water our whole life through. We are making a passage that is straight and true. Every heart is a vessel. Every dream is a light shining through the darkness of the blackest night. Oh, we are crossing the water our whole life through. We are making a passage that is straight and true. Every heart is a vessel. Every dream is a light shining through the darkness of the blackest night. For there is no shallow water, not but love to keep us safely from the dangers and the devils of the deep. Yet with every breath within us, we search forevermore to find some peaceful harbor on that far off shore. And we are crossing the water our whole life through. We are making a passage that is straight and true. Every heart is a vessel. Every dream is a light shining through the darkness of the blackest night. For some it is a glory, for some it is a game, for some it is a story filled with emptiness and pain. But as rising winds in chorus, we search for steady ground. There is only that before us, there can be no turning round. And we are crossing the water our whole life through. We are making a passage that is straight and true. Every heart is a vessel, every dream is a light shining through the darkness of the blackest night. Well, there is no other journey that will ever be the same. No second chance horizon that will call you by your name. When the welling waves wash o'er you, stormy winds they drive. Give your heart a song, sing it loud and long, keep your dreams alive. And we are crossing the water our whole life through. We are making a passage that is straight and true. Every heart is a vessel, every dream is a light shining through the darkness of the blackest night. Oh, we are crossing the water our whole life through. We are making a passage that is straight and true. Every heart is a vessel, every dream is a light shining through the darkness of the blackest night. Oh, every heart is a vessel, every dream is a light shining through the darkness of the blackest night.
It's the late Bill Stans. Such a great songwriter and singer who passed away after an illness at 74 years of age. Thanks for all the Two Truths and Tall Tale fun. Tall Tales fun. And a quick update, our year-end donor drive underway. And now on December 11th, we are at $19,881. So we're $119 away from flipping the odometer over to $20,000. You can make a donation using PayPal, Amazon, Facebook, or a credit card of your choice securely and easily at slbradio.org/radio. The credit card choice gives you the option, if you wish, to make a monthly donation of $5 a month or $10 a month, whatever amount is appropriate from your judgment. We don't have donor levels here. We just encourage you to make a donation at an amount that makes sense. Some people do $52 for a dollar a week for every week that you hear SLB. That's up to you. This is a perfect time, if you wish, to call. It's a bit of an intermission between hours. You can reach us at 412-200-5975. 412-200-5975 or 1-888-752-7234. We'd love to hear from you. Thank you for your support and for helping SLB Radio continue to serve and amplify voices of youth and other voices who often go unheard, and for providing you with a radio program you enjoy Saturday morning. Broadcasting live from historic Allegheny Square, along with Ricky Berger, this is Larry Berger, and this is the show that gets your weekend off to a good start. Brought to you by you, the Saturday Light Brigade. Saturday mornings at WRCT Pittsburgh, WIUPFM Indiana, WMCO New Concord, WNJR Washington, WCUC Clarion, PCTV, Comcast 21, Verizon 47, Pittsburgh, WMCK.FM McKeesport, RadioPhoenix.org, Loudspeaker.FM Fort Collins, Colorado, and internet radio stations and streaming services, including TuneIn, Simple Radio, Streama, Radio Garden, and our own slbradio.org/radio.
I got a drum, I got a horn, they gave me a bicycle just for being born, but I'm only getting half of what I ought to, 'cause my birthday comes on Christmas. I got a train that really runs, they gave me a space suit that should be lots of fun. Cheap but it's tough to be a kid like me, but I guess there is nothing I can do, 'cause all of the stuff beneath the Christmas tree has to count for my birthday too. I get so mad at Mom and Dad of all of the days that they picked to have me had, and they only give me half of what they ought to, comes on Christmas. Gee, but it's tough to be a kid like me, but I guess there is nothing I can do, 'cause all of the stuff beneath the Christmas tree has to count for my birthday too. I get so mad at Mom and Dad of all of the days that they picked to have me happy.